on that little high note. We'll come right back with you and my guest, Dr. Ernest L. Martin. His book, The Temples That Jerusalem Forgot, can be yours simply by writing to you. All you have to do is take out your checkbook or get a money order. It's 486 pages, soft cover. Every scholar, everyone interested in religion as it pertains to our current events and our life in general, ought to read this remarkably well-researched and documented viewpoint that the temple is not where most people think it is. Not that far away, but it's not where people think it is today. The book is The Temples of Jerusalem Forgot, 486 pages, $24.95. And that's plus shipping, Dr. Martin, or
no, with shipping.
Oh, that's delivered. That's a good.
Yeah, that's with the postage.
All right, keeping it simple, $24.95, and all you have to do is write to Associates for Scriptural Knowledge, or just ASK. Make it simple, ASK, PO Box 25000, 25000, Portland, Oregon, 97298. We'll get you more information on how to get the book as we continue. The book by Dr. Martin is the result of his conclusive research that shows that the temples of God in Jerusalem were indeed located not where people currently think, but over, well, we'll get to that point in just a minute. Let's build a little drama here. It's quite a dramatic story, actually. Tell us what the temples of God were, who built them, just for everyone so we don't leave anybody behind, and what the significance is.
All right. Well, in actual fact, the first temple or sanctuary was not a building of stone at all. It was a tent, and it was. And most of us know the stories that we've learned from childhood about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt under Moses. Within the first year of that exodus journey, Moses ordered that a tent, a tabernacle as it was called, was to be built, with three major compartments to it. Mm-hmm. A court for the Israelites on the outside, and then an inner part for the priest, and then and most inner part called the Holy of Holies, where the high priest would go in once a year.
That was a pretty big tent.
Well, it was about 100 cubits, well, about, shall I say, about 100 or so feet, I should say, wide and a little longer than that.
Okay.
It could be carted from place to place.
Uh-huh.
And we're told in the Bible that there was a cloud that would be hovering over it during the daytime and a light at night. Now, that was the first temple. In actual fact, it was a temple. Once they went into the land of Canaan, however, and conquered that, they set that tabernacle up at a place called Shiloh, which is mm-hmm. about 35 miles north of Jerusalem. Jerusalem didn't even figure into this at first. Now, we're going from around the 15th century B.C. when Moses was leading the children out of Egypt, but it came down to the time of David and Solomon, about 1000 B.C., 500 years later, before the temple was finally constructed out of stone in Jerusalem, and that was done by Solomon, the son of King David. That temple existed there until the early 500s B.C., when it was destroyed by the Babylonians under mm-hmm. King Nebuchadnezzar. It stayed in complete ruins with no stones on top of one another for about 70 years. And then we have this story in the Bible how under a person by the name of Zerubbabel and the high priest Joshua, they built a new temple, much insignificant to the other, and in the same place, and it stayed there on the Temple Mount in the city of David until it was destroyed to being like a hull of a building in the time of the Maccabees. That goes down to the middle of the 2nd century B.C.
Dr. Martin, hold on.
Finally, in the 1st century B.C., near the end, around 20 B.C., just before the time of Jesus, King Herod rebuilt the temple on a grandiose style, doubling its size.
Okay.
Josephus said, to make a long story short here, that it was a square type of a building, and it was 600 feet by 600 feet on each side, a square,
yeah.
And that it was 450 feet high. That's about a 45-story building.
That's huge. Now, I wanted to interrupt you back there and ask to clarify for people what the Temple Mount is. A lot of people don't know, and we want to kind of keep this thing just in logical progression. They put this on the Temple Mount Give us a description of the Temple Mount.
Absolutely. If a person would go to an atlas or look in the back of most Bibles, there are maps which will show where the city of David was located in the southeastern corner of Jerusalem. That area was known as Mount Zion. And Mount Zion was a geographical term that was synonymous with the Temple Mount. Now, there were two hills there. One was Zion itself, and just to the north, the Bible says there was another one called the Ophel.
Mm-hmm.
Ophel means a swelling. It wasn't a high-peaked type of a mountain, but it was rather rounded on the top. And those two mountains, Zion and Ophel, together represented the city of David. And it was on the Ophel where Solomon built the temple. And he built it directly over the only spring, natural water spring, that there is in the Jerusalem area. It was called the Gihon Spring. And this was all on the southeastern corner, Jeff, of the city of Jerusalem, even as it is in this very day. And that was the original city of David.
All right. Now, hold on. The temple that was built, you're describing something that was 45 stories tall.
In the time of King Herod, not the time of kings. It's got quite a history to it, as you know. Herod's temple was 450 feet from the bottom of the Kedron Valley on the southeast corner.
Okay.
Not the northeast corner. It was only about 300 there. And it was about 200 on the northwest corner. But on the southeast corner, the very place where Jesus was taken, it was called the Pinnacle in the New Testament, where he was taken by Satan, you know, to jump off.
Uh-huh.
That was the 450-foot area, I mean, a length. That,
right.
And you could not even really see. Josephus, who was an eyewitness to this, said you couldn't even really see the bottom of the Kedron Valley if you would look down. It was so dizzy. You get dizzy doing it.
That's extraordinary. Hold on, if you will, Dr. Martin. We have to take another break.
Okay.
Most people listening had no idea of the size of this structure. It's enormous, and I want to ask you, how do we know that it really was that big? Are we 100% sure about the dimensions and so on and so forth? As an archaeologist and a theologian and a biblical scholar, Dr. Martin, as you've heard, dozens of trips to the area, and he's been there. I'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay right there.